Bhagavad Lila, 11th Canto, The Curse of the Yadu Dynasty. Bhumi was aggrieved to the heavy weight of the demon rulers. Vishnu incarnated to relieve her, and he killed so many demons. And using the Pandavas as his instrument, Krishna annihilated so many demons from the earth at Kurukshetra. It seemed that his mission was basically fulfilled. But then he considered that his own dynasty, the Yadavas, were also a burden. Because they were so familiar, perhaps they became somewhat indifferent to Krishna's will. And there was some doubt whether after Krishna left this planet, they would become very mad in separation and cause havoc on the earth. So Krishna decided to annihilate his own dynasty by inciting a quarrel amongst them, which means that he did this for the purpose of taking them back to the spiritual world. Narad, Vishwamitra, Durvasa, and Bhrigu, Atri and Vasishta, came to Dwarka to visit Vasudeva to do some yajnas. Afterwards, they went to a place called Pindaraka. The young boys of the Yadu dynasty, they also went to this place. It's also called Prabhasa Kshetra. And they disguised one of the boys, Sambha, the son of Jamavati, so he looked like a pregnant woman. They came before the sages, these boys, and they touched the feet of the sages, and with false humility they said, "Listen, this woman here, standing here, is hoping to get a son. So can you tell her whether her child will be a boy or a girl?" Seeing the impudence of the young Yadu boys, the rishis became angry and said, "You fools, this so-called woman will give birth to an iron club that will destroy your entire dynasty." And when they lifted up the dress that they used to disguise Sambha as a pregnant woman, they found an iron club. They felt very remorseful. They took the club and returned home, and they showed it to the assembly of Yadus. The inhabitants of Dwarka heard the Brahmana's curse and saw the club. They were very fearful. Ugrasen had the club ground into powdered dust and threw it in the ocean and put a small amount in the ground. So that small lump of solid iron was thrown in the ocean, and a fish swallowed it. When that powder in the ocean washed back to the shore, it grew into bamboo, which was as hard as an iron. Later, that fish who swallowed the iron was eaten by a hunter named Jara. When he opened the fish and he found that lump of iron, he fashioned an arrowhead out of it. All of these going-ons were the arrangement of Krishna. And he's illustrating the point that even if someone is a family member, a Yadava, if he offends the rishis by foolish behavior, even the Lord will not forgive them.